Hello and welcome to the Scrap Gov. Hello and welcome to the Scrap Gov Scrap Podcast, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government.
Yes! Are we going to start out with the Ron Paul today?
We can.
Very interesting.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, here we go.
Not boring like usual. No, I'm kidding. It starts out boring. It starts out about, you know, economic this, economic that, blah, blah, blah.
April 2nd, the Federal Reserve recently increased interest rates to 1.75%. This is the highest interest rates have been since 2008, but it still leaves rates at historic lows. While the Fed says economic growth justifies future rate increases, an honest examination of the economy suggests that future rate increases are unlikely. The Fed's claim that the economy is strong is based on misleading government statistics. For example, the official unemployment rate understates true unemployment by not counting those who have given up looking for work. According to John Williams of Shadow Government Statistics, the real unemployment rate is above 20%. Government figures also understate the rate of inflation by pretending that you are not negatively impacted by inflation if you can still buy a hamburger when you cannot afford steak. Shadow Stats estimates that the real rate of inflation is as much as four times higher than the official rate. President Trump's tariffs will further weaken the economy, while export-driven industries, including manufacturers that rely on imported materials, will particularly be hard hit. The tariffs, combined with the inevitable retaliation from other countries, will impact all sectors of the economy. A global trade war could also lead other countries to stop buying U.S. debt instruments, increasing pressure on the Fed to keep rates low. Since Republicans have held control of the White House and Congress over the last year, federal spending has increased 12.9%. Clearly, those in Congress serious about reducing government spending are few and far between. The sad fact is that both major parties are happy to increase welfare and warfare spending, although many Republicans pretend to oppose deficits when a Democrat sits in the White House. This puts tremendous pressure on the Fed to keep rates low so as not to increase the federal government's already high interest payments. This cannot last forever. Eventually, the combination of a spendthrift Congress and a print-happy central bank will cause a major economic crisis. This crisis will herald the end of the welfare-warfare state and the fiat money system that sustains it. The only question is whether the existing system will be replaced by a free market and limited constitutional government, or we will complete our descent into totalitarianism. Fortunately, more Americans are becoming aware of the freedom philosophy and demanding that government roll back the welfare-warfare state and rein in the Fed. Many also are demanding protection of their right to opt out, not just from government programs like Obamacare, but also from the Federal Reserve System. For example, Wyoming recently joined Arizona in passing a law recognizing gold and silver as legal tender. Citizens of these states are now able to protect themselves from the coming dollar crisis by using what has historically been considered real money. At the federal level, the movement to audit the Fed remains strong. As the failures of Keynesianism become more apparent, the movement to audit and end the Fed will grow in size and strength. Hopefully, this movement will ensure that the end of the welfare-warfare state and the fiat currency system, as well as lead to a new era of liberty. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, April 2nd. The Federal Reserve recently increased interest rates to 1.75%. This is the highest interest rates have been since 2008, but it still leaves rates at historic lows. While the Fed says economic growth justifies future rate increases, an honest examination of the economy suggests that future rate increases are unlikely. The Fed's claim that the economy is strong is based on misleading government statistics. For example, the official unemployment rate understates true unemployment by not counting those who have given up looking for work. According to John Williams of Shadow Government Statistics, the real unemployment rate is above 20%. Government figures also understate the rate of inflation by pretending that you are not negatively impacted by inflation if you can still buy a hamburger when you cannot afford steak. Shadow Stats estimates that the real rate of inflation is as much as four times higher than the official rate. President Trump's tariffs will further weaken the economy, while export-driven industries, including manufacturers that rely on imported materials, will particularly be hard hit. The tariffs, combined with the inevitable retaliation from other countries, will impact all sectors of the economy. A global trade war could also lead other countries to stop buying U.S. debt instruments, increasing pressure on the Fed to keep rates low. Since Republicans have held control of the White House and Congress over the last year, federal spending has increased 12.9%. Clearly, those in Congress serious about reducing government spending are few and far between. The sad fact is that both major parties are happy to increase welfare and warfare spending, although many Republicans pretend to oppose deficits when a Democrat sits in the White House. This puts tremendous pressure on the Fed to keep rates low so as not to increase the federal government's already high interest payments. This cannot last forever. Eventually, the combination of a spendthrift Congress and a print-happy central bank will cause a major economic crisis. This crisis will herald the end of the welfare-warfare state and the fiat money system that sustains it. The only question is whether the existing system will be replaced by a free market and limited constitutional government, or we will complete our descent into totalitarianism. Fortunately, more Americans are becoming aware of the freedom philosophy and demanding that government roll back the welfare-warfare state and rein in the Fed. Many also are demanding protection of their right to opt out, not just from government programs like Obamacare, but also from the Federal Reserve System. For example, Wyoming recently joined Arizona in passing a law recognizing gold and silver as legal tender. Citizens of these states are now able to protect themselves from the coming dollar crisis by using what has historically been considered real money. At the federal level, the movement to audit the Fed remains strong. As the failures of Keynesianism become more apparent, the movement to audit and end the Fed will grow in size and strength. Hopefully, this movement will ensure that the end of the welfare-warfare state and the fiat currency system, as well as lead to a new era of liberty. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
Hello. Are you still there? I think we lost Kano. Anyway, did I hear Ron Paul? Oh, there he is.
I'm just trying to think of something to say. Go ahead.
Well, did I hear him right that Wyoming and some other state has either passed laws or is seeking to pass laws making gold and silver legal tender in those states?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. The federal cannot stop them because the Constitution clearly states that states are only to make gold and silver legal tender. Hell, they could go one step further and say, we no longer accept Federal Reserve notes in this state. Now, that'd be economically traumatic to any state who did that, but they could. But if they let the gold and silver build up first before they did that, then it would be economically devastating to the states who didn't.
Right.
I wonder if he's aware that the Federal Reserve is beyond its charter.
Oh, I'm sure he's aware, but he's not telling.
No, yeah, he dare not. So, Wyoming. What other state did he mention?
I don't know. I forgot. Yeah, Wyoming was one of them. We can listen to it again.
Yeah, I was listening the second time. I was going to tell you to repeat. You know, that makes three times I've heard it, and I still didn't catch it.
Why not?
I don't know. New Wyoming legal tender law treats gold and silver as money. Woo-hoo! Let me follow this article.
Monday, April 2nd, the Federal Reserve recently increased interest rates to 1.75%. This is the highest interest rates have been since 2008, but it still leaves rates at historic lows. While the Fed says economic growth justifies future rate increases, an honest examination of the economy suggests that future rate increases are unlikely. The Fed's claim that the economy is strong is based on misleading government statistics. For example, the official unemployment rate understates true unemployment by not counting those who have given up looking for work. According to John Williams of Shadow Government Statistics, the real unemployment rate is above 20%. Government figures also understate the rate of inflation by pretending that you are not negatively impacted by inflation if you can still buy a hamburger when you cannot afford steak. Shadow Stats estimates that the real rate of inflation is as much as four times higher than the official rate. President Trump's tariffs will further weaken the economy, while export-driven industries, including manufacturers that rely on imported materials, will particularly be hard hit. The tariffs, combined with the inevitable retaliation from other countries, will impact all sectors of the economy. A global trade war could also lead other countries to stop buying U.S. debt instruments, increasing pressure on the Fed to keep rates low. Since Republicans have held control of the White House and Congress over the last year, federal spending has increased 12.9%. Clearly, those in Congress serious about reducing government spending are few and far between. The sad fact is that both major parties are happy to increase welfare and warfare spending, although many Republicans pretend to oppose deficits when a Democrat sits in the White House. This puts tremendous pressure on the Fed to keep rates low so as not to increase the federal government's already high interest payments. This cannot last forever. Eventually, the combination of a spendthrift Congress and a print-happy central bank will cause a major economic crisis. This crisis will herald the end of the welfare-warfare state and the fiat money system that sustains it. The only question is whether the existing system will be replaced by a free market and limited constitutional government, or we will complete our descent into totalitarianism. Fortunately, more Americans are becoming aware of the freedom philosophy and demanding that government roll back the welfare-warfare state and rein in the Fed. Many also are demanding protection of their right to opt out, not just from government programs like Obamacare, but also from the Federal Reserve System. For example, Wyoming recently joined Arizona in passing a law recognizing gold and silver as legal tender. Citizens of these states are now able to protect themselves from the coming dollar crisis by using what has historically been considered real money.
Real money.
At the federal level, the movement to audit the Fed remains strong. As the failures of Keynesianism become more apparent, the movement to audit and end the Fed will grow in size and strength. Hopefully, this movement will ensure that the end of the welfare warfare state and the fiat currency system, as well as lead to a new era of liberty. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah, I was thinking Arizona, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I've got a couple of articles I pulled up. One from 2011, I think. But the Wyoming one is recent, very recent. This is from a site, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. New Wyoming legal tender law treats gold and silver as money. Foundation to undermine the Federal Reserve. This article was written in Cheyenne, Wyoming, 2018.
Oh, okay. I know another place that recognizes gold and silver as legal tender.
DD&D Farm?
Besides that.
Okay.
Mystera Legacy.
You idiot. Folks, that's an inside joke. I don't think Kano's an idiot.
You're idiot!
Yes, that's about the way I originally said it.
Well, we go from one ditch going south to the other ditch going north.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I was in fear for my life. In my defense.
He underestimates me.
All right, I don't know when this article is written, but this is from goldcoins-silverbullion.com. States where gold and silver are legal tender. Did you know Utah was the first state to recognize gold and silver tender? Their Legal Tender Act of 2011 allows gold and silver coins minted in the United States to be recognized as legal tender with their value reflecting the market price for both precious metals, silver and gold.
There you go.
Other states have followed their lead and introduced similar bills that remain to be passed, deeming gold and silver legal tender. Those states are Minnesota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Idaho, and Georgia.
Idaho? Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Minnesota. So, yeah, this article, well, let's see, it had to be written after 2012 because it mentions the year 2012. It's a relatively short article. Should I read the whole darn thing?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read the whole thing. All right, so from the top, states where gold and silver are legal tender by David Moncrief. And again, this is on the goldcoins-silverbullion.com site. All right. No, we did not ask their permission, but we're reading this for educational purposes. We do not know that he is absolutely correct in his information, but it's very interesting. Did you know Utah was the first state to recognize gold as legal tender?
Their Legal Tender Act of 2011 allows gold and silver coins minted in the United States to be recognized as legal tender with their value reflecting the market price for both precious metals, silver and gold. Other states have followed their lead and introduced similar bills that remain to be passed, deeming gold and silver legal tender. Those states are Minnesota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Idaho, and Georgia. Legalities associated with these metals being legal tender are different in each state. Minnesota. Bill states gold and silver legal tender for payment of debts under certain circumstances. North Carolina. Bill states that the state of North Carolina would issue its own legal tender backed by gold and silver in the state's treasury. Now that's interesting. South Carolina, bill would replace U.S. dollars with silver and gold as legal tender. Wow. Idaho, bill to allow people require only gold and silver as payment. That's harsh. I like it. Georgia. Bill would have only Georgia state government accept United States minted silver and gold coins for payment of taxes, for example. As of last week, April 2012, Missouri was added to the list with Idaho as states that have passed legislation recognizing silver and gold as legal tender. This was accomplished by passing of the Missouri Sound Money Act of 2012. All right, I'm going to do a search on that because I live in Missouri.
Sound the land, money.
The landmass known as Missouri. But I'd like to know what my legal. I'd like to know what the legal. What the local criminal organization will allow.
Right.
To have states pass laws to recognize gold and silver as legal tender may seem a bit odd, since the federal government already recognizes U.S. silver and gold bullion coins as legal tender. And how might this work, since no one is going to pay for a bag of potato chips with a $50 gold coin that has a current value of $1,600? The Missouri legislators have taken this into account and laid out a system where an individual could deposit silver and gold coins into a vault and receive a debit card that would be connected to their coins' precious metal value. This approach would also benefit those who invest in precious metals by eliminating their state's Missouri capital gains tax on U.S. minted coins. Presently, most states are not legislating to make silver and gold coin legal tender. There are some in Missouri that say this is because doing so is more a means of sending a protest to Washington rather than having an alternative currency. This is especially true since federal law would still expose those debit card users to a 28% federal capital gains tax on the underlying coins. The final decision as to whether or not this is a good legislation, is good legislation, remains to be seen, depending on whether or not hyperinflation hits. Now, see, that's an interesting point that I'm not aware of, but to get hit with a 28% federal capital gains tax for using legal tender, that strikes me as being unlawful on its face. If it's legal tender, it's legal tender. I don't know. Comments? I think I lost Kano. Well,
sorry, I forgot I had it on mute. Right now you can't even tax legal tender, and they're talking about doing a capital gains tax.
Well, apparently they already are. I'll have to look into it. I don't know. I don't know, but I'll have to look into it. Apparently they're already charging, you know, up to 28% on capital gains if you buy gold and silver, even if it's legal tender gold and silver.
Weird.
It's like, oh, your gold and silver went up in value. You owe us money. Come on. Pay up, pay up. Well,
see now, do I have the volume up all the way? Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to try to load some wood into the fire. Have you ever had yucca? Have you ever had yucca root? Have you ever eaten it like a potato?
I've eaten the flowers. I tried cooking the fruit, but I think I got a little late. Didn't taste too good. You got to get it early while the seeds are still immature, I think.
Well.
I'm trying to remember whether I ate the root or not. I know in general, if it's a fibrous root, I slice it real thin.
The wild yucca. Of course, we're eating the... we're not eating the main root that goes down. We're eating the side root.
All right.
Store-bought yucca.
The store-bought yucca is better?
Store-bought yucca tastes better. It tastes like regular potatoes.
We'll have to buy it and grow it.
Or figure out how they're growing it so we can duplicate it. They don't have any real butter. We just have this fake butter. Yeah, right.
Well, how is this a political conversation?
Pardon? That's why I had it on mute. But anyways, back to legal tender. Yeah, I mean.
So now we're talking legal politics.
Legal tender is whatever you want it to be, for the most part. I mean, for example, in the game Mysterio Legacy, I use feathers as legal tender because feathers in the game are just as valuable, if not more valuable, than gold because everybody wants feathers. Everybody needs feathers to make arrows for their archers.
Woohoo! So you're saying we should go best and invest in feather pillows from Walmart?
Well, whatever. But I mean, you know, you find out what the people want, what the people need, and you produce that, you can get whatever you want.
Well, unfortunately, in this modern world, people have demonstrated what they want is potato, corn, rice, and two other starchy foods I can't remember the name of. But there's only five foods that people want now. That's all they want. That's the main staple. And then everything else is kind of sidelined. All right? You know, they do pepper for flavoring and lettuce to go on top of their hamburger. You know, but there's only five staples now. And as little as 40 years ago, there used to be 16. You know, there's 16 foods that everybody ate every week. Now there's only five.
Right.
You know? And, you know, that's what people want. Because they're too stupid to know that they should want something else. But, you know, there it is.
There it is!
So, I don't know. I understand providing for people what they want. But, you know, we need to also provide them some education.
Well, of course.
And that's kind of sad that they have to be educated by the person who sells them stuff. You know, that's like infomercials.
Well, yeah. I mean, the staples that everybody wants is potatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes wasn't on the list.
Huh?
Tomatoes was not on the staples list.
Well, okay, let's put it this way.
However, tomatoes are a good money maker.
What do people buy 90% of the time at fast food restaurants?
Some with ketchup on it.
Hamburgers with fries. What's usually on those hamburgers?
Yep. So they get their tomatoes on that.
Exactly. So that is the staple. That's what people typically get. But it's usually just that's what's offered to them. If they had other things offered to them, they would probably take other things. So, you know, you find out what people want besides what, you know, everybody else is offering. You figure out what's needed, what people want the most, kind of like I did in this game. And you offer what people need, what people want. People need feathers and arrows for protection in the game. So I sell feathers because they're valuable. But right now they're not selling. My feather sales are down. But that's okay, because I need lots of feathers for my own towers and my own protection. So I'm okay with that. But, you just figure out what people want and need, and you provide those things, and those things become legal tender.
Yeah.
Because if you're
using, really, when it boils down to, people want things too easy.
If you're using something for buying, selling, and trading, it's technically legal tender.
So yeah, I guarantee we start accepting tomatoes in payment.
Well, you know, it's like if a prostitute sells sex for money or for goods and services, then
that sex becomes legal tender. You know, your labor is legal tender. That's what Ubuntu and CES is founded on. You know? So labor is legal tender. Your intellect can be legal tender. Legal tender is basically whatever you want it to be. But,
well, legal tender is what the local thugs say you can use.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Lawful tender.
Lawful money. Yeah, it's pretty much what people will accept for payment.
Right.
Which kind of causes an overlap between legal tender and lawful money, because people will accept Federal Reserve notes. Even though the Federal Reserve is past its charter, and really their paper pieces of paper were really worth nothing from the start. Because really, once they printed on it, the intrinsic value of the paper was shot out the window because you couldn't use it for anything else, not even for, you know, writing notes on. So.
People still wrote notes on them.
Yeah, if I can do better than 3.5 cents per sheet.
Yeah.
So, got any notes you want to talk about?
Notes?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I have to look at my notes. Hang on a second.
I almost finished the garden today.
You almost did what?
I almost finished the garden today. I probably would have finished it if I hadn't talked to you for an hour. But while I was working, the cardboard under my feet started to go crunch, crunch, crunch. Because it started to freeze.
Oh, okay.
And I decided I didn't want to drive back in Dylan Shirley's van on icy roads. So I figured I better leave now. And the goats and the pigs wisely put themselves away because they didn't like walking around in the freezing drizzle.
Men and or other animals. According to U.S. Code Title 15, Chapter 2, Subchapter 1, Subsection 55, B, D, and so forth, we are not animals.
Well, according to that, you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry. According to that, we are animals, but we are not animals.
That is, if you accept their definition. I mean, you might reject their definition, in which case that law doesn't apply to you.
Right.
I'm not an animal.
Under the FDA, state and federal regulations, they consider us men or other animals.
For my heavenly Father, I have dominion over the animals. And he very specifically states that I'm not to practice dominion over my fellow man.
Right.
So he must be making a distinction between man and animals. So if Uncle Sam wishes to violate God's law, Hey, that's an Uncle Sam. But I rather keep God's law.
Which God?
Well, the one I see described in the Old and New Testament.
Yeah, but people argue there might be more than one God there. The Old Testament God is different from the New Testament God.
Yeah, some people argue that point. And there may or may not be some validity to that. And, you know, some people might say, well, I go by the God of the Quran. You know, my God's Allah, you know. So, I mean, there's room for discussion there. But I generally go with my understanding of what I find in the Bible.
I think I'm going to change my God to Bast.
Yeah. You cat lover, you.
My God is an animal.
You'd like a movie called Monkey Bone.
What's that?
You'd like a movie called Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone?
Yeah, one of the main characters is a waitress at the underworld bar, and she's basically a downplayed version of Bast.
Oh, okay. Speaking of underworld, in the game Mysterio Legacy, I was asked to relocate by a larger, more powerful kingdom. So our new location is going to be at coordinates 100, 100.
A larger kingdom chased us off?
They didn't chase us off. They made a request, and they offered to compensate for materials lost.
Okay.
So, and I was thinking about moving to 100, 100 anyways, because that's where I was in the previous server. And now that spot is not quite available, but almost available. I can be right next to that spot. And it's actually probably a better spot anyways.
Right.
So, yeah, 100, 100.
What's the highest location you can go to?
400, 400.
So this world really isn't very big.
Basically, it's kind of big, but it's basically, yeah, 400 paces by 400 paces. Every square.
You got a whole kingdom within one spot?
Basically. There's the thing is bigger than that, but you can only build your house in that 400 by 400 section. And then there's
okay,
other
so
areas.
The section is 400 by 400, and the map is 400 by 400?
Yeah, the map is 400 paces by 400 paces.
So there's
so 400.
Like,
so 400 times 400.
About 160,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's not too bad. I'm not sure what you mean by paces, but that's okay.
It's a small world, after all.
It's a small world, after all.
But yeah, that's basically the kingdom where you can build. And yeah, this tribe, they call them tribes. Basically, with the new updates, you can't build on the edges of the map. And they have their place on the edge of the map. And so they have to move. And therefore, they asked me to move so they can expand my direction. Make sense?
Well, they wanted to make their stuff a little more secure, and you were in the way.
They have to move. Their base starts at zero.
And they basically didn't want to make a huge enemy.
Right.
They made an offer.
Right. I mean, I'm not a powerful player yet. I'm halfway there. But
someday you might carry out vengeance.
Oh, yeah. I do and will take revenge. They requested that I move.
Come back and bite you.
Well, I mean, it could come back to bite me if I refused. You know, there are very...
What does this have to do with politics and economics and...
Oh, we were talking about Underworld. We got off topic. So anyways, I got off topic. But anyhow, real quick before we get back on topic, it's actually 800 by 800 because you can build in underground in the underworld as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. But ideally, you want the above ground and underground. You want to be beneath and or above yourself, otherwise people can raid you. So anyways, okay, so back to reality.
Well, according to my oldest son, we're just living in a giant video game anyway, so I guess we were already talking about reality.
Right. Playing a video game within a video game. It's all fake. We're all living in the Matrix, so it doesn't really matter what we do.
Yeah, we're all just pretending to be real.
It's all just a state of mind. If we were in the Matrix, it's too bad I haven't figured out how to manipulate the system so that I have an advantage. It's like, I remember in the Matrix, there were a couple people that were living like kings.
Software.
Yeah, you'd have to be a programmer, hacker. But I know programmers and hackers, and they're not able to...
Yeah, I'm not really a programmer.
And they're not able to better their lives, so we can't be living in the Matrix.
I am good at manipulating data sets once I figure them out.
What is reality?
What is what?
What even is reality?
It's whatever I say it is.
reality to me is depressing. I had a psychic reading the other day saying that I had been treading on the surface of the water of my spirituality, speaking, metaphysically speaking, and that I need to dive in head first, or now is the time to dive in head first.
Well, aren't you in trouble?
Why?
Just make sure you dive into the deep end of the pool.
Yeah. Shove me in the shallow waters before I get too deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a skeptic. And besides, I don't think I can make any money off the metaphysical, and I need to pay my bills. Besides that, my life's already complicated enough. I want it to be more simple.
There you go.
So metaphysical is not for me.
So I wonder if you could walk up to a Missouri bank and say, yeah, I want to deposit real money.
Well, yeah, okay. They won't know what to do with it, because what they'll do is they'll say, okay, how much gold do you have? If you say, I don't know, we'll just say an ounce. They'll say, okay, that equivalents to $1,300 or however much it is. They'll basically do a calculation of how much it's worth in fiat money and then credit you the fiat amount in their system. Well, they'll take your gold.
Which isn't precisely what the legislation supposedly says. But you're probably right. That's probably exactly what they'll do.
Yeah. Because it's the only thing they know to do. It's the only thing they recognize. We don't have another standard to go on. Except maybe biblical, if you can translate it. I mean, they could go on Canadian or the Euro or the Amero, but, they got to have a formula to use to assess value. And the one they know is fiat.
Fiat only spoken here.
Yep.
Yep.
Tu parles du fiato. Habla fiato. Notes.
Next.
Uh, Would Mandela effect fall under this category?
That's more our other podcast. And nobody's thoroughly explained to me exactly how that works.
The dumbing down of America. Oh, yeah. I remember telling you about this, I think. I was at Mickey D's, our favorite horse burger establishment. And
our favorite puke 'em up?
This lady, I was waiting for my horse meat, and this lady got her order while I was waiting for mine, and she took a fry out of the bag and said, "Are these fries fresh?" The lady said, "Yeah, I just took them out of the fryer." She goes, "Well, they have grease all over them."
That probably is a political statement.
Yeah, the dumbing down of America. Oh, yes. And that brings me to the next topic. The teachers here in Oklahoma, UConn anyways, are all on strike.
Okay, that's typical. So the school will have to go to school longer at the end of the year.
Do what?
The kids will have to go to school longer at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Basically, what it boils down to is they want more money. And, you know, teachers should have to should be able to pay their bills, too. I don't disagree with that. Apparently, Oklahoma is losing teachers to neighboring states that pay better. But ideally, the answer is actually homeschooling your children, because public schooling them is basically dumbing them down. Public schools good for
I got a great public education. I can talk and write. Mostly,
yeah. Well, you and I both have a public education, so we really can't talk too much. But maybe that's our problem. Maybe that's why we're not as smart as we could be.
Actually, I was pretty much autodidactic. Drove the teachers nuts.
Whatever. I don't believe you. Prove it. I don't have first-hand knowledge. It's all hearsay evidence.
Yeah, it's all hearsay to you.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, I don't know what I was. I don't think I became autodidactic until after I got out of school.
Yep.
I didn't really like school, though. I mean, I did good up until high school. No, I take that back. I was making good grades up until I got started hanging out with this one guy that was a bad influence on me. And then I failed that year, and my grades were never the same after that. I just, I don't know. I mean, my grades were always good. I was always good in school. They weren't as good after that point in my life. High school, I slept through geometry and still passed. Math was always my best subject, even though I can't count anymore. I can do formulas, but I have to use a calculator. But I can do the formula. I can come up with and picture the formulas in my head. I just can't calculate the formulas in my head. I got to use a calculator to do the calculations. But I can still figure it out.
Still a lot better than most.
Yeah. I remember Mary, I was on the road. I was broke down up in New York, upstate New York. And the kids, I think it was Caitlin, was in algebra, and she was having trouble. And so Mary called me on the phone and explained the equation to me over the phone. I was able to write it down, figure out how it worked, and then explain it to her over the phone how it worked so that she could explain it to her daughter and all that stuff. So, I mean, I can figure formulas out. I can do formulas in my head. And I can, you know, whatever. I'm good at that.
What's the formula? Nothing. I'm being an idiot.
Okay. But I can't crunch numbers in my head. I used to be able to a long, 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 long time ago. But even then, it wasn't easy. I'm more of a photogenic type of guy. Or brain. I have more of a photogenic.
You take pictures well.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Photographic. I actually tell people it's more of a videographic memory, but yeah, it's more photo. It's photographic. I mean, and I say videographic because I remember events. I can give you a play-by-play of how things happened. I mean, by detail. It's like a video in my brain, like my video recorder is recording constantly. It's like I have a TiVo in my brain. And I record everything and I can play it back to you. If I could play it back to you on a video screen, it would be freaking awesome. But it's like my brain records everything in video. And I remember it. I remember all of it. Or maybe not all of it. 90% of it. And it's weird. But anyways. But that's just how my brain works. Everybody's brain works differently. But yeah, I mean, public schools are basically just dumbing people down, dumbing down the children, making them smart in the areas that they want them to be smart in, and dumb in everything else. At the same time, they're teaching them that they are smart, and smarter than everybody else, and therefore they act as if they are the smartest people on the face of the earth. And they probably don't know squat. They know a lot about what the government wants them to know, but other than that, they don't know anything.
Well, they pass the test. Then after that, they forget everything.
Yeah.
Because it didn't mean anything to them. It was just, you know, their gray matter was used to retain it just long enough to not have to worry about it again.
Pretty much. I can't remember half the crap that I had to study for in school. I remember places and events, but I don't remember the crap I had to study. I remember having to take some of the tests and how they were not easy because I'm always the last one to finish the test. And even though my answers are more accurate than other people's, I am always the last to be done. And I usually don't, and I sometimes don't always get done. It's like...
So you did well on essays.
I did good on essays?
Yeah, you're good at essay answers then. When they had you write a paragraph?
Well, yeah. It depends on the subject, though. If it was something I could connect with and relate to, then yes. But if it wasn't, you know, I'd be speechless.
If you give me a multiple choice test, the more questions on the multiple choice test, the better. Because typically, they do overlap questions. And I'd be able to go through the test and find all my answers. So I could consistently get 96% on any multiple choice test, even if I didn't know the subject.
Right, because the answers are in the questions.
Yeah. I mean, there'd always be two answers that, you know, obviously are not the correct answer. And so it's just a matter of figuring out which of the two answers was actually correct.
Yeah.
And since the other questions would verify which one was correct, you know, I suppose if you gave me enough time, I could get 100%. But, you know, if you gave me a test, 100 answers on the test, I typically get about 96% on that.
Unless it was a rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines test.
Even those. Especially those, because, you know, they'll ask you the same question three times and just reword it a little bit. And each rewording kind of indicates, oh, well, okay.
I'll have to give you the hazmat test without giving you the book and see how well you do.
Is it multiple choice?
Oh, yeah.
How many questions?
I don't know. There's at least 30.
Oh, well, okay. 100 plus is better.
Okay.
But... I'll try 30.
I said at least 30. I remember one time we had to do this one deal for quality carriers. It
Wouldn't
was.
Would that be the ships if I aced it, though?
Huh?
Would that be the ships, though, if I aced it?
Yeah. Anyway, it took me an entire week to do all of these tests. I passed with flying colors, but it took me a whole week to do it when it took everybody else 2 days.
Yeah.
They were amazed that I was still there after a week. But I was sweating bullets, too, because it was, you know, you had to pass. Or else.
Well,
that
they let you take it over and over again until you pass it?
I think you only got two or three tries.
Ah. Okay, so you spent all that time memorizing it and making sure that you would pass.
Pretty much. I failed one of them once. And that freaked me out. So I was like, whatever. I still got the certificates from them. It was all New World Order stuff. But, you know, rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. But I remember one question specifically was regarding wheels. And I didn't know the answer because I wasn't familiar with the old military style rims. And I got stuck there, and that's why I failed the test. Because I had never experienced those old.
Yeah, if you don't know an answer, move on.
Well, that was a section in this test, and I didn't know anything about that section. And so I didn't get any of those answers right.
Right on.
So I guessed. And I guessed wrong. But, so yeah, I got stuck on that. So then afterwards, I had a powwow with my safety manager because he was aware of it, of course, because he was the one giving a test. And he educated me on the old school rims that I've never experienced. So how, you know, I never even studied about it, and it wasn't in the study material. And, you know, the study material was on new stuff, not old stuff.
Right.
But they threw those old questions in there, and I didn't know the answers.
They're probably required by some rule, regulation, standard, or guideline to include those, so that the old fogies could pass where the newbies wouldn't.
Perhaps. So I had to study up on that. And but yeah, because the old rims, they were complicated. They were like two or three piece rims, and if you didn't put them together the right way, they would come apart on you while
right
going
on.
Down the road. So, yeah, if I had those rims on any of my vehicles, I would get rid of them. In fact, Tree Boss, his chipper truck had those old rims on it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't pass this, if I didn't study, if I didn't do this test and get the certificate. This 8-day course that I did. But yeah. Government rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. That was a tough test.
Hey, if you can get a hold of those military books, self-educating military books, those actually are excellent.
Do they have them on audiobook?
No.
Oh, darn, because I can't read.
You know, they're self-paced and self-testing. And, you know, if you're in the military, which you're not, you basically take out the last pages, and that's the test. And usually the education office will We'll photocopy those last pages so that you can reuse the book over and over and over again. But you do the test. You do the final test. You test yourself all the way through. You don't bother taking the test until you know that you know everything, because you self-tested. And if you miss any of the questions when you're self-testing, you just go back and study that again. And you don't proceed until you know that section. When you get to the end of the book, you take the test, it's no big deal because you've already verified that you know it all.
I know it all. I'm going to know it all.
Yep. So you take the test, you turn it in, boom. They pass you. They don't even verify that you didn't have somebody else doing it. I probably could have made some money getting people through those tests.
Right, but your moral scruples are too tight.
It never occurred to me at the time. So, yeah, I guess they were too tight.
Exactly.
Then again, I was naive enough that if somebody had approached me, I would have probably been, okay, how much you paying me? $1? Cool. Here you go.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't have taken $1. You'd have been like more like $100.
Yeah. You didn't know me back then.
You idiot.
And I probably wouldn't have done it.
Now your moral scruples are too tight.
Yeah.
They're tighter than mine, and I probably wouldn't have done it.
I know. I've taken all the tests for advancement. I'd already turned in all the paperwork to, I forget what the highest rank was in the enlisted, but I did the senior chief, master chief, did it all. Had it all turned in. I'm still a petty officer. It was just, I'd passed all the tests. It was just a matter of putting in the time. So
back to legal tender. Even CES is based off of Americans. Or whoever, what country you're in, what you assess the value of something at using fiat currency.
Actually, it's not. But you can set it that way.
That's what I mean.
You can set it that way, but it doesn't have to be. A lot of groups, they set it on hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Gold doesn't have to be either, but a lot of people be like, well, this is worth $30, so I'm going to charge, 25 CES.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to pay theft on the CES.
Some people go by hours, when they do their CES.
Right.
So
they call it a time bank.
Yes. 10 CES is worth an hour. Some of them. Some say, if $1 will buy you this, then 1 CES will buy you this. Some of them do that.
Right. So if you think you're worth $10 an hour, you'll probably charge 10 CES an hour.
Right. But it doesn't have to be. That was my point. It didn't have to be.
Yeah, I guess I could have asked this girl if she takes CES for these paintings I just bought from her.
Woohoo.
Yeah, they're spiritual paintings, metaphysical paintings. When I first met her a year ago, she was only charging like $25-$30 for them. Now
right.
She's charging a couple hundred a piece.
Well, she discovered her value.
Yes and no. Her time is money. So she has raised her prices, so she's more confident about herself. one of the paintings I've eyeballed for a year, and she still has it after a year's time. So because she's held on to it for all this time, it's kind of sort of, you know, increased in value because she's had to sit on it for so long. You know, it's my fault that I didn't buy it when it was $25. Now I paid $100 for it.
Was this up in Kansas City?
Yeah. But, you know, money was a lot tighter then. I have more money now.
Well, there you go. The money is worth
so
less.
$25. Yeah, but I mean, I've been meaning to buy it for about a year now, so I'm finally buying it.
You're carrying around worthless money.
Sure. That's true. It is worthless. So I probably should have offered CES, but I gave her fiat instead. Of course, she can make the CES back quicker than I could because she's in the city.
Man, it is cold in here.
I should probably put that update on Facebook, too, because I'm selling stuff on Facebook now.
Right. They allow that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard they didn't allow you to sell things.
Facebook is now the new Craigslist.
Yeah, I'd rather do Craigslist.
Okay. All right, let's see here. This is non-related, but it's funny. When we get a chance to build our kingdom, we should name our kingdom Weirdo.
Say what?
When we get a chance to build our kingdom, we should name our kingdom Weirdo.
If it's not taken already.
Yeah. All right, here's the topic. Let's see here. The only thing... Okay. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Guns don't cause crime. Stupid people cause crime. I know what it was. I saw something on Facebook that showed a picture of a weapon that they make in prison to kill people.
Okay.
And it says, even in the most secure environment, humans still find ways to kill each other.
I'm sure they're thoroughly encouraged to do so.
Well, probably, but still, I mean, they have no weapons. They have no means of self-defense. Except for their muscles, which is why they work out all the time. But people come up with ways to kill each other and kill themselves in prison. When they try to take, they typically, and mental hospitals for that matter, when they typically try to take all those things away from them. They still find ways to do that. And the problem is the bad guys are the ones creating these weapons, and the good guys don't have any way to defend themselves.
Well, here's one for you. They always give the statistics on gun violence in different countries. And they try to say the United States has the highest gun violence. All right? Drop the word gun from that and just say violence. And some of the countries that compare us to are actually much more violent than we are. It's just they don't have any guns.
Right. Like which ones?
Japan's a good example.
Japan? Oh, yeah, they sword fight.
Well, swords are illegal there, too, as well as guns. But
what? They're like the pinnacle of the sword fighting montage.
I understand. But you're not allowed to walk around with a gun, with a sword there.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway, so people get killed with baseball bats and kitchen knives.
Yep, baseball bats cause crime.
That's right.
And so do kitchen knives.
Yep, and spit wads.
Well, yeah, because the spit wad is probably what instigated the crime in the first place.
There you go.
Spit wads cause crime.
Yeah.
No, that's spit wads. Straws. Straws cause crime.
And if you believe that one, I got a bridge on either coast that I'm willing to sell you.
I got some oceanfront property in Missouri. From my front porch, you can see the seas. For too long,
yeah,
that might be a true story.
Oceanfront property about 100 miles away from St. Louis.
Yep. If the psychics are right. My question is, if the psychics are right, why are they all in California?
That's a secret. Not supposed to talk about that.
Supposedly California is all going to be underwater.
I can see the Central Valley going under. If there was,
yeah, not the mountain. Maybe they figure they'll be on the new Hawaii whenever they run to the mountaintops with all the other millions of people that's going to.
If there's a major shift along the continental plate, you might get seawater to rise up into the Central Valley, and basically Baja California's bay, the Bay of Baja, the Baja Bay would basically extend all the way up into California if that happened. But,
right.
You know.
Los Angeles would be underwater.
Parts of it. I mean, San Francisco wouldn't exactly be at the bottom of the ocean, but
it'd be underwater.
all the tall buildings would be sticking up out of the water.
Yeah.
They'd be missing their first floors.
Yeah, which probably wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Now,
but they just all move inland. We don't have enough land as it is. We don't need them. We need to just ship them out to sea and let them, whatever.
You said we don't have enough land.
I knew that would push your button. Or pull your string. I was pulling your string.
Where are you getting your statistic from? We don't have enough land.
I got my statistics from David Ray.
Uh-huh. Assuming you're telling the truth, David Ray lied to you then.
No, I knew that would trip your trigger. That's the only reason why I said it. But I still agree with it, even though you disagree. So we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Well,
I know that analytically and numerologically, not numerology, but numerically, yes, the equation fits. But socially, it doesn't.
There are 2.5 acres per human being on this planet inside the state of Texas.
That's provided that the human beings use their 2.5 acres or 14 acres wisely.
Yeah, Texas probably wouldn't be the best place to place them, but...
No, it's desert. Well,
so
half
of
it is.
We could spread them out over Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and get the same numbers.
Well, the thing with it is we've done this calculation before, and basically we take the numbers of all of the people on the planet versus all of the land on the planet. Now, that's not usable land. That's just all the land, period. Everyone would have approximately 14 or 15 acres per person. So you and I.
How many acres?
14 to 15 acres per person.
Oh, God. It had to be a lot more than that.
Maybe it was usable acres.
Arable land.
Yeah, because there's land that you really can't use.
Yeah, let me do a search.
Right. I know, I was about to do the same thing. How much usable land is in the world?
Terrible.
197.32 million square
miles. There you go.
How much was it?
Hold on. I'm sorry. That's total surface area. There's 7.68 billion acres of arable land.
So that gives us about 1 billion per person, or 1 acre per person.
That's about 1 acre per person of arable land.
Yeah.
And we could probably make more of that arable. But, you know, if we could talk each and every human being of taking up 1 acre of arable land and making it work,
yeah, but that number's increasing. The population is increasing.
The population is increasing, but like I said, there's 2.5 acres in Texas, and you can make things grow in Texas. There isn't any part of Texas that you can't grow food sufficiently. So their definition of arable must be really high-quality land.
Perhaps. Okay, well, let's find out how many acres are in Texas. How many acres are in Texas? I don't think so. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, their definition is pretty low. Because, yeah, there's 167 million acres. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
Okay, this doesn't fit with what I was told before.
Right. You didn't do your own homework.
Thought I had.
Everybody could have 0.1 acre. No. It's 0.1 acre per family in the state of Texas. So it's 10% of 1 acre per family. That's not a lot. So we'll consider that their definition of arable is low. And we'll say that everybody could have, say, twice that, 2 acres.
That's interesting. All right, I'm going to stop saying that until I get things verified.
Yeah, you idiot. I never really believed that theory, but I let you believe it anyway.
Somewhere I ran across a statistic that there was 1 hectare per person in the state of Texas, you know, per person in the world in the state of Texas. There are some 7 billion hectares.
Yeah, probably in and probably not the world, probably in the U.S.
Well, no, that's how many hectares that there was in Texas, 7 billion. But
that's a lot.
Let's put this way. I know that a family can grow enough food to raise itself in a relatively small backyard. But it's pretty intensive.
A tenth of an acre.
Yeah, it's pretty intensive to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that family in Pasadena was doing theirs in like a tenth of an acre, a little bit bigger than a tenth of an acre. But they promoted it as a tenth of an acre. So they fed their family and also made, I think, $20,000 a year on top of that off of a tenth of an acre. So imagine what you can do with an acre. Some people can't even do that with 15 acres.
Yeah. Actually, on our land, we should concentrate on using a very small portion of it to do our gardening and build from there.
Oh, I know.
Use the rest of the land to feed that small portion organic material.
Right. Livestock. Livestock's mostly for weed control, but also for meat production.
Well, yeah, go ahead and run them on the rest of the land. You know, that'd make it profitable and help improve the small piece. And once you get the small piece going, wow, there is no website that will answer the question directly, how many hectares in Texas?
What's a hectare?
There's about 2.5 acres in a hectare. A hectare is, darn it, I forget how many meters it is.
Oh, okay, so it's metric.
Yeah, it's metric.
This is the U.S. We don't do metrics. Go to Mexico. Metric is only for Mexicans or Metricans. Go to Metrico. Go back to Metrico.
All right. I got to stoke my fire. For whatever reason, it's not putting out any frickin' heat.
What's up with that?
It's definitely required that it put out heat. Cold today. At least cold tonight.
How do you spell coordinates?
Coordinate?
Yeah.
CoordinateAte, I believe. Two O's.
Got it.
Okay, how much arable land in Texas? According to this, there is no arable land in Texas.
I might agree with that. Now that I finally figured out how I'm going to set up my castle, I got to rebuild it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's an obvious thing for them to give an answer to. And there is no website that's giving a direct answer to that question. Here's a PDF that might answer the question. I mean, that's something in your search. You shouldn't have to go to the page to see the answer.
Right.
Well, there's some in Texas, but not much. There's more arable land in Missouri than there is in Texas.
So where are they saying the arable land is?
On the border between Oklahoma and Texas. If I know where Houston is, some of it extends down to there. I could be wrong about Houston, though. I'm not sure exactly where Houston is in Texas. But they're showing a map of the United States where all they show is the... according to this, there's almost no arable land in California.
So they have a weird definition of arable.
Now, this was put out by some USDA government site.
Oh, wow. The USDA is totally trustworthy. We can believe every single thing they say. Their word is like gospel. In fact, they're like gods. We should worship them.
Absolutely. Well, they did say, the guy who owns Google did say he wanted to make it so you only had one answer to any question you asked.
One answer?
Yep, because he figures there's only one correct answer, and that's the only one you should find when you do a search.
Right.
Which tells me the correct answer to whether or not he should be shot is a definite yes.
Yes. Well, he's a New World Order mongrel anyways.
That's my point. Send him off to Mars. Let them have their new world. Mars can be their new world. If that's too far, then let them have the moon as their new world.
I agree to that. give the planet to the hippies. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm blueprinting the paces of my castle in my brain so that I can figure out how to replicate it in the... Oops.
Somebody's done the math to figure out we can stick the entire human population in... The it just says in a corner of the Grand Canyon and leave the rest of the planet untouched.
So just dump them all off into the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
All right, one pace.
Just one corner of the Grand Canyon.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Well, that's weird.
Wikipedia.
Weirdopedia. What?
This article's no good. It shows the first percentage of arable land. How many acres of arable land every country has, and I can't find Texas in here anywhere.
Texas sucks.
Well, if they give it in square kilometers.
These guys have been...
Is there anything else on the agenda?
21. Going to notes. Getting out of Babylon.
Oh, yeah. We need to check that website from time to time. But it's getting really cold in this greenhouse right now.
Yeah, Facebook just got busted. Apparently, The liberals, if you will, the Democrats, were
right.
making a big stink about Trump paying for information from Facebook, you know, in order to help him with his election campaign. Well, because they opened that can of worms, they found out that Facebook donated more than 10 times the amount of information to Obama.
Oops. Well, I guess Trump was just better about asking for the right information.
Perhaps. Obama won too, though, but Obama was given the information freely. basically, access to all of our profiles, all of our information, they were given free access to all of our details because Facebook supported Obama's message.
Yeah, but did he really need their permission to get that information?
Well, no. I mean, the government spies on us all the time.
Is there free for anybody who wants to look at it?
A lot of it, yeah, but even the private stuff. But, I mean, they have algorithms and stuff like that that organizes everything, and they could go in and see how many people do this and how many people do that type of thing. You know, to see what how the people think and how the people act. Or at least the people using Facebook. But yeah, basically, that was a violation of the campaign. But they're not going to go back and punish Obama retroactive. You know, he can't be impeached now. It's over with.
Impeach Obama retroactively?
Yeah. I don't know if you can do that.
You better. Well, actually, I think they could. But what's the point?
I mean, yeah, what's the point?
I mean,
he's already done it.
What did that do?
Nothing.
He did nothing. You didn't see him leave office. You didn't see him lose power.
Yeah. We just need to hang all of them from a tree.
Actually,
the highest.
More all of them, period. I mean, you know, in mass. Everybody say, yep, we sent you to Washington, D.C. to get you the hell out of our hair.
Well, ignoring them is partly what got... Ignoring them is partly what got us in this problem in the first place. Ignoring the criminal does not stop the criminal from robbing you.
Well,
ignoring the criminal.
If we ignore them, then they wouldn't be able to do their criminal process. Because their criminal process literally requires the masses to be complicit.
Oh, I agree with that part. But they'll still figure
it out. What it comes down to is you can't have a tyrant unless he's the leader of a whole nation of tyrants.
Well, yeah, but see, they have to turn the nation into tyrants.
Well, yeah, and America is a nation full of tyrants.
Right. brainwashed by the public. Brainwashed by the public school system. Brainwashed by the public school system and the boob tube. Do what?
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 What? What?
We are a nation of tyrants.
Yep. Everybody wants to eat their neighbor's stuff.
I don't know. Depends on if my neighbor's hot or not.
Well, in that case, it depends on if your neighbor's wife is hot or not.
Well, she would still be my neighbor. But that would be coveting. I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's what this nation does. Everybody covets everybody else's stuff.
There you go.
I mean, that's, you know, redistributing wealth by any means is an act of covetous.
So we're a coveting nation.
Yeah. You know, tyrants covet other people's stuff.
Right. This guy's got a name, April Fool's in the game.
You got a what?
This guy's got his name is April Fool's. His character's name. The character in the game, Mysterio Legacy. This character's name is April Fool's. Oh, no. Their kingdom is called April Fools. This character says, Bunny Cupcake has fallen. They were level 6 and skilled at unarmed. Murdered by a tribe tower built by April Fools. And today is April Fools. Oh, two people died by April Fools. Antonio David also died by April Fools. I want to join their kingdom. I'm going to say that.
Well, that's sad. I bought modeling clay, and it says its melting point is 150 degrees. And I have to say after that, will not harden in an oven.
Yeah.
In other words, people buy this clay and they think they can harden it in the oven.
Interesting.
They probably have set a few houses on fire trying to harden it in an oven.
So it'll explode in the oven?
Well, it'll melt. It's an oil-based product.
Oh.
Plasticine clay. It melts at less than the boiling point of water. So if you stuck it in the oven, you'd end up with a bubbling pool of highly volatile oil. Oh. Well, I'm cold and I'm tired.
I'm just tired. So that concludes the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, where we talk about the increase in the size, the cost, the extent of the reach and the power of a tyrannical de facto government. Oh, speaking of which, we now have ScrapGovScrap.com. So ScrapGovScrap.us's future home will be .com.
Lenny gave it up?
He didn't give it up. He finally changed the IP address. So now I got to go in and reconfig it and upload all of the podcasts under the .com now. But when he does let it expire, I will be the new owner of the .com.
Right.
Because I've had it on back order forever. And the way back orders work is first come, first serve.
Right. So why didn't he just sell it to you?
Well, he won't sell it to me. He'll give it to me. But, yeah. He doesn't know how to do that. He didn't even know how to do change the IP address. I had to give him a play-by-play to do it. I mean, Lenny's smart, but he's more politically smart. He's not IT smart. So, yeah. So, you can find us in the future at ScrapGovScrap.com. In the meantime, you can find us at ScrapGovScrap.us. And Demented Dungeons and Dragons is the host of this podcast. That is our other podcast. And we talk about similar things as well there. We talk about all kinds of stuff there, though. We talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
We talk about all sorts of crap.
Crappy crap, crap.
So all crap. The stuff we've been talking about here, that's what we talk about on Dimensions Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. So there you go. Phone number's on the website. You can call in Sunday after church, give or take, and we should be here. Saturday is our Demented Dungeon.
How long did you monologue yesterday when I forgot to call in?
I don't know, a couple hours.
Oh, I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, I'll try to upload it tonight. I haven't bothered. I fell asleep on the podcast.
That should be good.
Well, I didn't fall asleep. I didn't fall asleep on the podcast, but I was falling asleep, and therefore I just ended it.
Hey, I tell you what. When we build a greenhouse on our land, I'm going to hang my bunk from the rafters.
Okay.
It'll be up where it's warm.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
The hell with the plants. Let them freeze. I'm going to be up where the warmth is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I'm not so sure about the... raised beds as high as I want to raise them.
I don't care what you. I don't care what you want.
Well,
talk about what Kano wants.
This greenhouse gets watered by the rainwater outside, and if the raised beds are too high, the water just won't wick up that high.
Right.
They will have to be watered. Which I guess we can do. I've already got enough ability to do that. I don't know.
I don't know what I've been told.
All right, good night, folks.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, good night.
Buy my sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I sold some more sweet potatoes. All right, talk to you later, bye.
Bye.